Okay, those who have the stapled handouts are on the last page. Simon Yud Beis. We continue on the Rabbanans of Hilchos Ishus. Beginning of Hilchos Ishus were all the Deraises, who you're allowed to marry, you're not allowed to marry. Here we're going through the Surim de Rabbanan. And this simon is about people in a person, a man may not marry a woman because of a chashad of laz. If he was the one that was matir, the woman, to get married, or he was the witness that said, b'fanei nechtam, he's not allowed to marry her later. In a Torah, of course, he's allowed to marry her, and it's chashash to Rabbanan, because they're going to be mitzi laz. Now, does this include be mitzi laz on Rabbanim? Chas v'shalom. So Sivveis says the following. Isha shenodra hanami baila. A woman who made a neder, she asked herself from having an offer from her husband. V'loi hefer lo. And the husband, as you all know, only gets one meis leis to be made for nedarim. Turn the back page of the handouts, the very back page.
If he's not
made, Simeon Beis is there. Unless you have the old handout. Sometimes, yeah, you're this.
If he's not Mefer, I mean, that means he's Mekayim.
Right, if he's not Mefer, it's like he's Mekayim.
Yeah.
And he can't be Mefer, only the first Meis Leis. Hoya B'yayim Shammai, right?
Doesn't he have to give her a get at that point? Practically speaking.
Depends what their arrangement is, but yes, of course he's going to give her a get. But that's the whole point. Let's see. Isha shenodra anami baila v'loi hefer lo. So does she have any option here to keep the marriage going? Only one option. If the baal is not mefer, she could still go to Beis Din to be matin eder. So that's what she did. Isha shenodra anami v'loi hefer lo. Baal lifnei chacham latira, and she came in front of a chacham to be matin eder for her. V'asra, and he said nothing doing. He couldn't find a Pesach to be matir her. So now she's going to get divorced, obviously. She's also about Nala Baila. This Chacham who said, tough luck, you can't, nothing you can do. Lo Yisan, he can't marry Hashem Yairu. Because people are going to say, Asra Kadeshi Yisiana. You know why he asked her? Because he wanted to marry her. So it's a chashash of laz. Vimkanas lo yaitzi. But like we said before, by these chashash laz, they're all a chatchila. If he already married her, lo yaitzi. Bani mili biyachid. This is all talking about a yachid mumcha who's matir and neder. Quickly in the Beishmo Vav, biyachid mumcha, ayin biyaradeus, mireish chavches. Nowadays, there's no such thing as a yachid mumcha. No yachid is ever matir the darim. Nowadays, means in the time of the Ramah, in the 1500s, it was already a geder of no mumcha. So when there's no mumcha, the Shulchan Aruch goes on. What happens? We have a bezin of three. Avo beidina loy chashidi. But if you have a bezin of three, we're not chayshish, like we said last week, we're not chayshish that two people are going to connive to do the wrong thing in order to help the one. She made me on a chalitza in front of bezin. Yochel echad mehen lisa isa. One of them could marry her because there's no chashad on the bezin. So the main thing I want to talk about is in the Dorim part. But how do you understand this last part? Miana Echolza Lefnei Bezdin? Bezdin doesn't do anything by Chalitza. Bezdin just watches. Miun, the Bezdin just watches. There's no... Bezdin doesn't decide anything. Bezdin has to give a psak. If a woman is chayav in Yibum to a man, she goes in front of a Bezdin and she does Chalitza. Well, what's the chshad on the Bezdin that they're going to, that we might see laws on the Bezdin? No, they did chalitza because the guy didn't want to marry her. What's chalitza? Chalitza is not.
Maybe
give her an eitzah.
Like,
The best
to talk
her into it.
You get a psak that she can be chalitza.
Yeah, you should give her
you get a psak then.
You have to get a psak then. They do chalitza. Okay, maybe that's what it means, psaked in, I don't know. The Darcha Nero in the Gemara is this cash, and he says something like that, that Nosnu Eitzah Lachloit. But I don't understand, every person who gives an Eitzah, someone gives an Eitzah to a woman to get divorced, he's not going to marry her? She comes for an Eitzah. He gives an Eitzah, so he's not going to marry her later?
You should stay away.
All right. Okay, that's a chiddush. Doesn't say till this case of Mira Chalitza, it didn't say such a gedder or someone giving an etza. Okay, all right. Let's get back to Nadarim, which is the main thing. What? Okay, so obviously there is, because the Gemara says you can't be mad. Just before that, I want to mention. What?
She has
charata, otherwise she wouldn't be going to the chacham. Maybe she wants a ksuba, that's why. I don't know. It's her fault. It'd be her fault anyway. Even though he's the one that wasn't made for it, I don't know what the hell is ksuba. Right, the main problem here is that if she went to a chacham, the chacham said, even though I say yachid mumcha when it was negeya, and he said, I can't find you a pesach. So she really could go to a second chacham. It's not like asking a shayla that you can't go ask again. The first chacham said, I can't find you a pesach. Maybe somebody else will find you a pesach. It's a little difficult to understand to understand why that's so much of an issue. Now, it could be that the derech is once one chacham says there's no pesach, she's not going to go to anybody else. So, for Laz, maybe it's good enough. The shaila is why we can't be mata mishum charata. Now, I want to explain the way Ataras Nedarim works and to read you a little bit of what it says. The din of the Gemara is that there are two avenues. To be mata neder. Someone makes a neder, so there's something called a pesach. What's a pesach? A pesach is something where the person says, had I realized this originally, I wouldn't have made the neder. So a man says, he makes a neder that he's going to divorce his wife. He finds out she won the lottery. So he says, had I known she won the lottery, I wouldn't have made such a shua. So it depends. If she won the lottery before his shua, that's a good pesach. Had I known she won the lottery, I would have made a shua. But if she won the lottery afterwards, in pesachim b'noilad, that's something that's a new thing that came later. So in pesachim b'noilad, we generally don't. We're not matan neder. That's not a hetaras nedarim. Now it does say that if it's shchiach sheyavai, in other words. When a person comes wants to be matan neder and says because of something that happened subsequently, so Beis Din doesn't introduce as a suggestion, but let's say the person says it. So that when machalik, you some that shchiach for it to come later, that's common for it to happen later. Then we matan neder because that's not really noilah. He's saying, had I realized that this may happen later, it happened later, but. It's something he could have realized b'shas ma'is. But if it's winning the lottery, which no normal person would think that they're going to win the lottery, so winning the lottery, that's not that's a person in nailai. That's an issue of nailai. So that's the halacha of Pesach by Taras Nedarim. Then there's another heter nedarim which is called the charata. A person is mischaret. So there's a concept that after charata you could be matan neder. We're not matan nedarim with charata. It's too much of a kula in zilzul in nedarim. You're going to make nedarim and they say I changed my mind, and we're going to be matir them all the time. So we're not matir. Shulchan Aruch, this is a Reish Chav Ches, which is the halachas of Ataras Nedarim. And so Zayin says, Yesh Mishamatzuk Shneyim, Pesach Vagam Charata. That we don't allow Charata itself, you need a Pesach also. Now, obviously, anybody coming with a Pesach is also mischarit, because if the person's coming with a Pesach, it means they don't want to do it. Because we really don't do... Now, it's a funny thing with Nedarim. Over the generations, the pendulum swung like back and forth. There was a time that they were very much matir Nedarim. Then there was a time in the Tkufas HaGa'inim where they weren't matir any Nedarim. Where they just weren't matir Nedarim at all. I once mentioned to you, the reason the Sechtes Nedarim doesn't have normal Mefarshim, Yishainim, Rashi, there is Rashi, but it's not a normal Rashi, or the Taisis is not a normal Taisis. Well, what's the reason the Nedarim is so different? So it says in back of the Gemara, in the Sechtes Nedarim, and it's something that people don't really hit upon. You know, the Rif and the Kiyasif, it's all a very strange setup in the back. The Rif is not the normal Rif, it's set up totally different. With the Ramban on one side, Muki Yosef and the Ritva, and it's a totally abnormal setup. So all the way at the end of the Masechta, there's a paragraph that explains it. If you look at the end of the Rif, there's a paragraph that explains, and it says the following. Because it's from Rabbi Yehuda Gaon. As I said, the period of the Gaonim, there was a swing back against being Matir Eni Nedarim. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Hichmir Va'amar, Ein baru mishiyadeh lahatir mechilas nedarim v'shuos. We call it heta nedarim. He calls it lahatir mechilas nedarim. But he's saying we're not matir any nedarim. Nobody knows how to be a matir nedarim v'shuos. If ein baru lashon marpe, and nobody can heal a shuos, that makes it sure you got to keep it. Umishnei mar Reb Yehudai, and from the years of Reb Yehudai going. Loinishnis Nedarim be Yeshiva. They skipped Nedarim in the Yeshivas when they learned in the Yeshivas in Babel. Loinishnis Nedarim be Yeshiva. Vagaynim she'achrav nimnu malahati Nedarim elo ledvar mitzvah. And afterwards, the Chachamim stopped being matir any Nedarim except for dvar mitzvah. Kogaysim hashalom beinish leishtai. He gives as an example. They let the Baal continue to be Mayfair. The Baal Mayfair be Yom Shammai, because he was his matir. And anyway, Lamaisa, he says that this was the Hanhoga, the time of the Gainim. And he says an exception. Anyway, he says historically. The time of the Gaonim, because they were very mezalzel in the Nedarim and Shuas, so there was like a swing to say we're not going to be matir any Nedarim, we're not going to learn Masechtas Nedarim, and it was a strong swing, and that's why in the Baalei Taisus, the Rishayim, it appears that Rashi and Taisus didn't learn Nedarim after normal life in the way I'm sure Rashi learned Nedarim, but not in the regular life. And the Ran apparently. Chapterain, he wrote on the Nedarim, so we have the Ran, the Nedarim. The Ran was ready the end. The Ran, if the Ramban was the Rashba, and then the Ritva, and then the Ran. So the Ran was really at the end of the Sephardic Rishayim, and he did write on it. And then after that, the Ready and the Achrayim, the Nedarim somehow made its way back. We still have this idea that former Yidden don't make Nedarim, even though you learn Chumash and you learn Nach. Avraham made Nedarim. Avraham is the only person I know of who was Meshbiya Shatchin, right? He made Elias a swear. You ever heard somebody Meshbiya Shatchin? And the time of David they made Nedarim. But Yaakov Avinu was never a bar mitzvah though. But yeah, and so there was a sort of a swing back. But it constantly there was a sensitivity to not. Make it easy to be matir in the Nedarim. So the Rama brings, that, and this is the halach lemaisa, nogu lahachmir. So the chumrei says in the mechaber that we're not matir in the Nedarim based on harata. People are making the Nedarim, come to bed and say, I changed my mind. So they're matir in the Nedarim, every harata, people are going to be mezalzel in the Nedarim. So therefore we stopped. Now the swing back, listen to this Rama. V'nagu, he says, nowadays, in the time of the Ramah, nagu lahachmir, v'lasa ismina charata Pesach. hear what the Ramah says? We outsmarted the minig. Minig is, someone changed my mind, without charata is not good enough. Ramah says, we have a minig. If someone says they have charata, we can't be mekel on charata. But I have a Pesach for you. Had you known you're going to have charata, would you have made the neder? Ramah says, Nagu, lasi ben charata Pesach, sha'ach ha'shoim ish ha'mischareit, me'ikara, after he says he has charata, he ever did it, I'm Ramah. Ilu yadarta she'tischareit, klum nadarta, v'oim alai, v'oz matirin lai, and then we're going to be matir neder to him. Ratzalaymer, it says in the Shach, afilu b'loi Pesach acher, ilu b'charata gireida, matirin lai, k'shesim ben charata Pesach. But Tam, Tashtein Loch Hashem, the Bakim Bacharata Zul, he explains it. But it's sort of a swing back that when they were very Machbar Charata, and I guess the Zilzal in the Dar Mishuas stopped. So then we swing back and we make out of Charata Pesach. Now the Machaber doesn't bring it, the Ramah brings it. Here, this whole Mitzias of a woman being stuck makes sense according to the Mechaber, who you can do with Charata. Charata is not good enough. But after the Ramah, it's a little hard to understand. Every time she's Mescharet, so we tell her that's a Pesach. We tell her, had you known you're going to be Mescharet. So it's hard to understand what's the case here. Well, what are we worried about? This woman made a neder, and the Chacham said, I can't do anything for you, and now she's in trouble. It's Kamat Minanimna that a person could come to a chacham and be told, I can't be mati your neder. There are cases. If it's a neilut that's not shtiach, then the charata is not meikara, the charata is on a neilut that's not shtiach, then we're not mati neder. But stamazai, we can be mati neder. So I said, go ahead.
I remember one of the kinas of Rav Salvation, he writes that
on the Pion and the Crusades, it says Miat in the Dharma. Yeah.
Can I ask a side question? The person takes it upon himself on other trouble. He said, like,
you
do it for like a certain amount of time.
There are two types of Hagataiva. There's one where you do something, and one where you refrain from something. Doing something, even once, on das to do it all the time, is a neder. And when we say to Sadarim, Shalish Pa'amim, that's if you did it three times, but you didn't have a mind to do it forever. Just three times in a row, you did it. So in a negative, it's hard to know at what point it becomes a neder, abstaining. If you said it, then it's something else. But you just did it, then it's not. It says by Nidarim, Dvar Shabalev, or not Dvarim, it has to be a Maisa or a Div.
How does she take Nidar the Hana'a? She said, whoever I'm going to take from you is like Masada Khalaf. How can she have to be much less?
She asked it, her husband's Hana'a, however she did it. A person could ask another person. She asked it, her husband's Hana'a, on herself. She said that kind of you on me. Person could ask it. Exactly which language.
You have a hard time that you come to a shir Sunday morning three times in a row, and you could only come the fourth time. Then
it's not a joke, especially Sunday mornings. I don't know. You know, Rav Avadia has a tshuva. I think they have a das. Someone learned Tafyani, and he wants to stop, and he asked him if he could stop. He said only if you go to a stronger learning. You go to halacha, a better learning, halacha, then you could. See, he writes halacha is a stronger learning. That's what Badia writes. But maybe learn more. Bein is a stronger learning. But it's a very difficult thing. I have to tell you, there's an important machlokes to Shach and the Neged of Yehuda in Hilchos Nedarim. The Shach, the case is like this: a man he fasts whatever Bahab or Yom Kippur Katan, that's a Mitzvah. He does one of the fasts. That's not an obligation. It's not hard. He did it three times. Later, he's not well. The Shulchan says he gets old and it's hard for him. So the Shach says he has to be matir neder. If he's sick, this is Makabi Yom Kippur Katan. When you go, he doesn't feel well. He says he has to be matir neder. So then Yehuda says, I don't understand. He's Makabi Tainus.
When he's able to.
Even Shavasa B'Tamuz, like Shavasa B'Tamuz. Shavasa B'Tamuz, you swear. You fast. If you don't feel well, you don't feel so shavazim. See, the Kabbalah Tain is kederech the Tanesim.
And you don't have to be
mashma. So why, how could it be worse? The Dagmar Rav has this Taina, which seems to be a correct Taina on the Shach, that if you're Makabal, you're Makabal as long as I stay the way I am. If somebody becomes more physically difficult or he moves away and it's hard for him, so he has to be matinah. Dagmar Rav is matmiya. I think in the Sharet Sion he writes b'shas v'tchak to be samech on Dagmar Rav. Tried to be matinah anyway, but so this machloek is Nabi Yehuda, which is Dagmar Rav is Nabi Yehuda. The Shach and the Nabi Yehuda is like such a sadistic mashailah in all these things. A person goes to Daf Yomi Shir and then the Magid Shir moves away. So he was going because he liked that Shir. So he has the matinah there. So according to Shach, it sounds like he does. According to Dagmar Rav, he was originally did it because of certain reasons, and when those reasons disappear, so Mamela, it's not a kabbalah.
How do we pass him?
It's hard to say psak on such a machlaik. There's a Sharet Sion in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, I believe, when it talks about Kol Nidre, I think he says that you can rely on Dagmar Rav b'shas tzairich. Someone talk about that. Okay, good. All right, so right now, the one difficulty we have here is what does it mean the woman can't be matineder? It's very hard to understand that a married woman who makes a neder to ask her husband, at the very least... What?
It was a question of Pesach. He didn't offer to her. So maybe
the Micharata is the Pesach.
That
increases the lives.
You should have given her that easy.
But why don't we just tell her, go to another Rav? It's so hard to understand. Just go to somebody else and he'll be not. I don't know. Could be. I don't know. Maybe even after the second Rav is Matanah there and her husband dies or something, she goes back to the first man, there'll still be Mighty Raz. What's the big deal? Tell me, might see
a
lot.
She didn't want to come to a subway. She wanted to have a clear Hector. Now she's in the back of her mind. All right. He says yes. He says no.
So she goes to Cheryl's getting to Shire.
She herself is like,
okay. And then you're limiting it to that type of a case.
You want to tell people. Okay. You don't like Pesach, go somewhere else.
You don't like the Pesach, go somewhere else.
Once you start, right?
There are a few types of Nedarim that you can't be mad here. The Nedar al Das Rabim. Someone makes a neder. Neder al das rabim means, let's say that there's a threat to put someone in cheirim, and he says, "I'll make a neder," and it's al das rabim. In other words, therefore, the rabim they won't put him in cheirim. He makes a shua. So that shua you can't be matir. Anytime you make, or they hire somebody, so he has to make a shua that it's a misnagdim. He has to make a shua. He's not going to go to the chassidim or something. You know, something like that. So it's a neder al das rabbin. The rabbin did something for him on das is neder or shua. So then that has no hatorah. It has hatorah only al das rabbin, which is very difficult. So it could be if it's shaykh mitzias that a woman asked her husband al das rabbin, that could be something that has no pesach. I don't know. There are very few other cases we have something that I think if somebody makes a shvua. Not to have shaykhus to someone, but that person is mamtziloi averus. If somebody gives him nevelos and treifus, or a woman that tempts him to do averus, and he makes a shvua, so it also has no hatara, because that's called the shvul advar mitzvah, or nedel advar mitzvah. Nedel advar mitzvah has no hatara. That's rather why you have to be mefarit the neder. The halacha is that when you mat a neder, you have to tell at least one member of the Beis Din what the Shvua was. You want to come and say, look, I made a Shvua yesterday, I don't want to tell you what it is, just be Matan Neder. So really, you have to be Mefarat Neder. You have to say what it was. If you don't say what it was, there's a Kula, you can tell one, the one of the three who knows Hilchos Nedarim, he's the one you tell him what it is, and the other two can rely on him, that's a Neder Sheyesh HaFarah. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, we matin neder without being mefarit, so we say to the badayonim duna l'rabaisai the kiravim hein v'yef shel afaraton. We say yef shel, and if there's a neder that's yef shel lahatir, any mevakshim laschem lahatir. So that's what it says. I don't know, every year when I'm at the neder, it says the Yevshalafartan ki rabim heim. I always skip those words, ki rabim heim. I didn't make a lot of nedarim.
There's no
better. I skip those words. What does it mean? Ki rabim heim, you make a lot of nedarim during the year.
Maybe the rab takes on a lot of nedarim.
Does it help?
Never.
Does it help if a person makes a statement? Whatever I do, whatever I say, is not a neder. I'm not making.
Did you ever make that statement?
I made that statement once.
You did? No, not Shal Shudis.
No, I mean.
You made that statement.
I made that statement.
Erev Yom Kippur. Kol Nidre.
Yeah.
The question is, why does a Kol Nidre help for all of this?
Man tells his wife, I'm going to shul to learn for an hour.
A man tells his wife, I'm going to shul to learn for an hour, so it's a neder. There's a godel.
What do
you
do?
So you don't say it. A person should never say, I'm going to shul to learn for an hour. You could say, I'm going to shul for an hour. But say, I'm going to learn for an hour, you know, like you might learn 59 minutes.
It's a neder.
The question is, why Moshe Medar doesn't help. So I want to talk a little about Kol Nidre. The Chayra Kol Nidre is a Mesiris Medar. There's a sugya in the Dar and Chaf Yom days. The Gemara says, HaRaitzah Shalei Yiskaimu Nidar of Kol Hashana. Somebody wants that his Nidarim shouldn't be binding all year. Yamid B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yamir Kol Nidre. So he says, it doesn't say Kippur, it says Yamir Hashanah V'Yamir Kol Nidre Shani Yasta Lidar Yei Batal. So we do it every Rosh Hashanah V'Maisa Meidah, and then we do Kol Nidre as well. The Ran here brings Nireh Masha'imrim K'tzas Kihilais B'Yam Kippurim Kol Nidre. The Sfaradim do Kol Nidre also?
Yeah,
you also do the same shit. So he said, "My shoyver ktsas kihilas v'yakipa kol nidre basarai ledover zehi miskavnin levata nedarim shiaduru la'achem ikan." He said, "They do to be matineda elish l'shoyna mishubish." The language is ambiguous. The language of Torah nedarim nirim l'shoyna mimatir nedarim she'avru. The language is in the original kol nidre. Some of the Masorim have it in parentheses, the old lashon. And in non-parentheses, the other. It's a lashon of avar that kol asarai b'shana shavra b'zeh ilo yinyan. Oh, that's that. He can't be. That's not a Torah Sadarim to make an announcement in the shul. El nedarim abon lachem ikan. You should do it on the afterwards. Lashon v'nu yakif hayu mesakin al lashon. Deishashvu se lahabal loy mechol nidrei masarai di asarna v'di charamna kulay b'kametz. The Osarna, help me with this, Aramaic. The Osarna, the Choramna, Kulam Bekamish, Nira Lahaba. It's interesting. The Ran says, "Ein Roy Loi Mekain." Don't fix the Lashon. K'deisha LeYikelu Roisha B'Nedarim. So weird thing. It says, don't let people know it's a mysterious Nedar in the future, because then they're going to be Mekel Roisha B'Nedarim. So why say it? It's like say it, but people should realize what they're saying. That's what he means, the man.
Where's this
lashon? Chav Yom Lamed Beis in the Darim. It's a Peledik lashon. He's saying we say Kol Nidre, and we mean Lahaba, but we say an ambiguous lashon. Don't fix it, because people are going to realize what they're doing. It's like Kilu, you don't want the people to know what they're doing. That's a Mesiris Meidah. So we jump to Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about Mesiris Meidah? So the idea of the yes. Now let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Shulchan Aruch, it's Imereshit Aleph. It says, "Ha'ime nedeshani reitzalida lo yehi neder." Okay, so it says that if somebody is ma'aseh meidah on it. So it works. A person can be ma'aseh meidah on a neder. Mishehista va'ama kol nidre she'eder atzman ploini yibetelim v'nada b'sech hazman. What happens? You said kol nidre, and then you made a neder. Imu zaycha latanai b'shas ha'neder. If you remember, you said kol nidre. What should be? You remember you said Kol Nidre, and now you say a neder. You bevatel the previous. So Nidre Kayim, Hari Mevatel Tanai B'Shosh Anadar. Mevatel Beida. The main is Echle Tanai, Hatanai Kayim and Neda Batel. Yei Shaimim, Ein Hatanai Moya Levatel Neda. Ella, listen to this. The Yeshayim says, no, I'm not going to pass it this way. The Kol Nidre doesn't help unless Elam Ken Yiskeren or Taika Dei Dibel in Neder. B'yem a believer, Yishu Samech Ala Tanai. It has to be, you made the Neder, and Taika Dei Dibel, you remember you said Kol Nidre, and you're relying on it. The Vapella. The Taz and the Shach, they're all Matmiya. The Taz and the Baker is Matmiya. Ramah says, Hoda Amina Kol Nidre B'lo Yem Kippurim, Havakilu Hisnu Behedya, The Ramah says we don't rely on Kol Nidre except Litzara Gadol. I know this case we're in, learning about, a woman who asked her husband, they're going to need a get, sounds like Litzara Gadol. But.
So why say Kol Nidre?
Just for Litzara Gadol. It's in Dabba Pella. So why say Kol Nidre if it doesn't really work? Why are we doing it? Ramah says, "How damir konidre and kippurim, harikilu hisna behedya, mekomak leisam chinah azel lahatir b'lo shalos chacham kima tzaragol."
Why not?
I think the idea is it has to do with the lashon hagemara there. The idea is that when you're making a neder, you mevatel the meidah. You made a meidah that's not a neder, but now you're getting up and making a neder. So you're saying, "I don't have a meidah." And that's why there's a lashon there in the Gemara, Abaye and Rav in the Gemara. According to this interpretation, that's what Rav is saying in the Gemara. That only helps if Tekadei Dibur, you remember the Maidah, and you say that I want to rely on the Maidah, which is not common.
So it sounds like we shouldn't rely on it, but if somebody did it, so if he has it, you know, maybe he'll get it.
He says only B'Tzarech Gadol.
So at least for that, he gets Kapara.
I'll tell you, Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva that explains why we do it, really. Shlomo Zalman is in the first Chelek of Bichas Shlomo. Tshuva Tzadik collected things he wrote in other places. It's called the Tshuvas Ketarek Tzareis, but things that were published elsewhere. And this is, I think, Ois Chav. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and he writes in the end that afterwards someone showed him this Pesach from Yosef Chaim Zamenfeld. He says, what's the whole problem with Kol Nidre? Yemaisa Meidah. And later, you make an eder, so you're saying, forget my Mesiris Meidah. He said, that's true. What about Ahan Hogatayva? A person didn't make an eder. He just did Ahan Hogatayva three times. So now, you can't tell me he was Mesa Meidah, but now he's being Mevatel as Mesiris Meidah. He's not being Mevatel as Mesiris Meidah. He's not saying neder. If he says neder or Shua, he's Mevatel Mesiris Meidah. But he just tells his wife, I'm going to learn for an hour. There's nothing in his words that's mevatel the mesiris meidah because he's not mechaven l'shem neder. The Gemara says, "Oimer, akum ve'eshna perek zeh neder gadol nadar l'lakei Yisrael." It says, "If you say I'm going to go learn, it's a neder." So, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, that type of a neder is not a bitl meidah, and it helps for those types of nedarim. So there is a big tayelus in Kol Nidre. Other rabbis, the biggest tayelus. Because if you say neder b'loshen neder, you know you did it. But you say on Hagatayva, you do on Hagatayva three times, people don't even realize it's a neder. But Hagufa, that's why Mesiris Meidah works. Because Mesiris Meidah really does work. Just if you say loshen neder, you're showing, I'm not goyis by Mesiris Meidah. If you don't say loshen neder, you just say, I'm going to do a good thing. It works. And at the end, he says, maybe it even works for an appeal in shul. When they make an appeal, you call out something, you don't say the Lashon Neder. You say, you just call out a number. So he says, it could be it helps in that also, the Mesiris Meidah. You're not a battle. What about a Misha Beirach? As Gemara says, Amen is the Lashon Neder. Right? It says, Vesaita, Amen. It says, Amen is Lashon Neder, but does that count? People don't realize Amen is Lashon Neder. When they make a Mishabeirach, yeah, you're going to give money. Yeah. I don't know, the Gabbai listens to me for everything, but not this. The Gabbai Shevi listens to me for this also. But I don't like when they say, Babashite Matana. Who? People make a Mishabeirach, say, Babashite Matana, they remember to give him Matana? If they say they'll give $18, so remember to give $18. Yeah. When you say but Rashi Tei Matana, it's like the worst.
Some people do give.
But what about some? What about the other sums? What?
Yeah, Matana.
Matana. Not worth a stamp. You understand? I don't know what it is, but it's something. It's, I don't like Rashi Tei Matana. So in some places they have Bavursha Pliny Tziva Levarcha. So I don't like that because thank God. Bench him because he commanded that you should give him a bracha. I don't like it, but I damn Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv's Mishaveiras, they said, Bavor Shetziva Levarcha. So maybe Rabbi Yashiv Tziva Levarcha is different. I don't know, I'm not sure. But it's better than to say Stam Matana. I don't know. It's I don't know. I really don't like it. What? But he says Amen. The Gemara says Amen Yesh by Mishum. We learn from sight of Amen. Amen. We learn from sight of Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
It's like he's saying the whole thing.
Okay, so we can defend that guy by saying this Mesiris Maito works for this. That's bad. So if you remember it and then say in there, another taiva. Yeah, it works. The Maida works. You're not breaking the Maida. If you remember you made Maida and you say a Neder, so you're contradicting the Maida. You're saying a Neder. But if you remember you gave Maisa Maida and then you do an Hagataiva, so that Hagataiva is not a contradiction. Because I don't mean a Neder. A Maisa Maida is a Neder. I still like it. It's nice to do an Hagataiva three times, even if I'm not going to continue. So the etzem hanaga type is a good hanaga. So if it's a good hanaga, therefore it's.
Everybody remembers the shed called nitre. So any hanaga type
will be three times. In achinami, the mesias meidah should work. That's what Rishon Zalman is writing. That it works.
Would it be better if the gabbai says bahu shemu no deim efes?
That's why Hashem should bless him. He might violate that. He might violate that nether and give something.
Pharaoh still cash the check.
But they mark it down. Okay. And the truth is, they say Bli Nether. They say Bli Nether, you say, oh man, it's really. But still, the Gavi says Bli Nether. If he says Bli Nether, I guess the Amen is a Bli Nether. What? So you have to give something. I'll tell you, sometimes I feel very bad at a Levaya for the poor Nifter. They say a Kelmalei, you should go to Gan Eden. What are the odds that Kol HaNesafim Kan are going to remember to give money? Can I ask you? It's like impossible. Every person there is going to remember to give. Not everybody gives. He said, go get ahead and batch a call on yourself and can you do some talk about his special sponsor? Apparently, you say, I mean, that's a nether also.
Doesn't it solve the problem
if you gain
the call
in
the next day?
Is that what he
has
to go? If you didn't mean it, there's a tashlumin of the nether.
Does it work? All right.
But it's something you give every day without the nether.
I have to have
that. Amen, I don't know.
I thought I was looking.
Really? So what's the nether? If you
give
the
next tzedakah you give should be
for the nether.
The next tzedakah that you give should be.
I was once in Levaya. They said Bavush called the Safan Khan. Said this Rashava. There were, let's say, 100 people there. So I'll give $1 or $5 of tzedakah to pay 5 cents for everybody. But does that work? If someone makes a nether, he's going to give tzedakah, and I give it to him. So if someone has a chayiv and I give it to him, I can pay his chayiv. But out nether, does it work? Somebody said, "Neder, I'm going to give. If I give for him, that works." Well, what do you think? It works. If he has a chayv, I can pay his chayv. It's more than a chayv. The chayv part I can pay up, but the neder part. What? Zachem ladam shloim b'fanav. To be kind for him and then give it.
Rabbi, one chashuv member said, "Maybe we could eliminate mishaberachs."
I love that. I love that. Well, what? It's very good to say it. But what do you do when you're in a levaya? They say Boshu in the Safu, can you stop us? Do you say Amen? Or do you say Neder? I hear the people saying Amen. I don't hear them saying, maybe they will say Neder. The people who are conscious of it, Taka say, the ones who remember to say Bli Neder are the ones, if they made a Neder, they would do it. Most people don't realize it's like a normality yet.
Anyway.
He started saying something about Kol Nidre as a.
I thought that's how they introduced. I heard maybe they were introduced.
Oh, you mean because they had to make the
Dorah?
They introduced formally
because people
were
to be guided.
Very interesting.
And then
it's,
they incorporated it into Yom Kippur. The fact that they use Kol Nidre on Kippur is for.
For that reason.
The Kol Nidre, it says that these for the Avarian.
That's beforehand. We also say that. But then after that we say Kol Nidre. That's one thing. And then we say Kol Nidre. Oh, you mean it's Mashwitz for the Inquisition people? You hear what he's saying? Tichayim. He's saying, we say Anum Atzilus Palma Varyanim, then we say Kol Nidre. So maybe it's Taka for the Inquisition people. Okay. The what? The Nigin Chosam. Was Miraglum of still Kol Nidre?
The Muranos.
Oh, the Muranos. Oh, yes. Okay, good.
But again, the Rans before the
Gabriel,
before the position.
You see,
the Ran mentions it.
The Ran was in Spain. The Ran was during the time of the oppression. The Ran was in jail. It was jailed. The Ran was. The Ran. I know it was the Inquisition. The Ran had a here for life, happy life, and then they took away his money. They threw him into jail. The Ran, what? No, it wasn't Golis. Besesif, his parents were. Yeah, no, the Ran was. The Inquisition was 100 years before the Spanish expulsion. So, the truth is, the beginning of the Inquisition was only on. Only for those people that converted. In the beginning of the Inquisition, they didn't bother Jews that didn't convert. Those who converted and didn't, and they were secretly, they converted for the benefits, but secretly they were keeping Judaism, so that the original Inquisition was only for the converts. What?
The Spanish Mass was 1391, that's when we had the Mass in Mount Sanusim.
That
was the deed where Shmad, 1391,
okay.
I think it was what Frank Shah said, that they made promises to the church. They regretted that they had not made those promises. That's why they.
Yeah, could be. Could well be. Okay.
Do we take into account the cultural context of expressions? You know, like family members might say, you know, I'm not going to take you to this place.
So it's not a neder. You have to realize, when you say, I'm going to go learn, that's a neder. If you say to somebody, I'm not going to talk to you for a day. That's not a neder. It's words. What we mean here is when she said b'losh shua or b'losh neder, kainim shata asar alai. But words, a person can change his mind from words. It's not binding on anybody. It's only in the dark. And hagataiva, say I'm going to learn, I'm going to give tzedakah, to that's a neder. And that Rosh Hashanah is saying, that was serious midah.
You have to have mind also
of so Rosh Hashanah is saying that you don't have to when you say Lashon Neder. So there's an issue because you're contradicting the Mesiris Meidah. When you just say I'm going to learn, you're not contradicting the Mesiris Meidah openly. So therefore it works. That's his info. Okay, let's see Siv Gimel. So my point in Siv Beis is, if you own a serious way, it works. It's not easy to understand. Charata, if you can make a pesach for charata, it's not easy to understand. The olech etimtzah of Siv Beis is very difficult. There is another case of a not matter. Someone makes a neder b'shas tzara. Someone makes a neder b'shas tzara. We try not to be matter such a neder. Someone b'shas tzara said, "Sorry, I'll give $1,000 to tzedakah." And later he says, because I was pressured by the Tzara, so that if he did it on his own, Mishal Sarah, so it's not a neder that we're matter.
It's like a neder
Barabbas. It's like a neder Barabbas. Okay. Siv Gimel. The kulam shenasu la'acher v'nisal v'niskar shu meteres li'nasei lahem. This laz is only on the first marriage. In other words, Siv Gimel is saying kulam means Sif Aleph and Beis. Let's have a chacham that was a matan neder, or Sif Aleph, a chatan, someone who brought a get mendina sayam and made her be divorced. So he's not a marriage because of laz. If she marries someone else first, and then Nisabalai Nisgarsha, and then marries him, no one's going to say he was Matineda, because if she'll get divorced later, so that's already too far-fetched. Sif Dalid, the last Sif in the Simen, Kulam Shayolem Nashim Ba'isei Shah. Interesting thing. Shaila here is, on any of the three cases, along the Chacham, She came to a chacham. He said, "You can't be mati a neder. You got to get divorced. You can't marry a maitzila." What happens if he's married? Mm-hmm. If he's married, we're not chayshish. He wants to be maitzila and marry her. Now, a man's allowed to marry two wives, certainly according to the chaber. So that's the thing. Only chayshish that far that like ain of nasan. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kulam shahayu lem nashim ba'isei shah, v'akach meisu and yisgarshu." What? Not the mechaber, Ramav, right? Mechaber doesn't have chayim v'negarshim, only Ramav. Right? So the mechaber says that when not chayshish that he's going to want to take a second wife on his wife, the Shmuel Zayin loy chashdina she v'sayin lisa zu gam kain. And we're not chayshish that he wants to take her as a second wife. He has a wife. So this is understandable halacha. It gets very, very interesting. Hayu oishin is garshu, v'yo anoshim hein sherigilu es baleim legarshon. It's not clear what it means. Aruch HaShulchan says pshat is like this. A man was matir a woman. He told a woman, "No atar sadar, you got to get divorced." Then he gets divorced from his wife, and now I'll be chayshish. So the way Dr. Shulchan explains the Shulchan Aruch here, we look, whose fault is it that they got divorced? Is it that she was fighting with him, or that he was fighting with her? You hear this? He says, he teaches, Hoyu anoshi, oshin is garshu, they got divorced. So now, are we going to be maitzilas? We have to see, whose fault is it they, imagine, you call them in, you say, okay, whose fault is it that you got divorced? So they're all going to agree. Hayu anashim sheher gilu es baleihem legarshan. It was the woman's fault. She's the one that started up. Harelu mitaris lasan lechatchila. If it's the woman's fault they got divorced, no one's going to be maitzilas. What happens is the husband's fault. He's the one that was fighting with her. We say, then we're going to be maitzilas. You know, he wanted to marry her. As soon as she got divorced and became eligible, he started fighting with his first wife, and Mimela, that's why he got divorced. Now, I can't imagine a case where we're going to prove in Besdin whose fault it is. I mean, everybody always says it's the other person's fault. There's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan.
If he fights for divorce, then she fights for divorce.
Who fights for divorce? Okay. What happens if they've been fighting for 20 years? They're married 20 years, they're fighting for 20 years. And now he says to this woman, you have to get with your husband, and now he divorces his wife. So Avi Chayshu, she's fighting with her for 20 years. So this is what Aruch HaShulchan makes you laugh. He says, Imhi Hergila Katata, if she made the fight, and Kanlas. Chen, Imhayu Le Katata is Kaidim Lazet. Let's say they've been fighting all along. In kan las. Then there is no las. He says, the bikatata, kama noshim is koitetes in balayim, v'nansadi shein esneim begerishim. Here's loshim. Many women fight with their husbands. Not everyone gets divorced over it. So just because they've been fighting all along, he says, kama, there's nice interesting loshim, Kama noshim is ketetis in balayim, and on Saturday, and they said they're in begayrishin. So they've been fighting all along. We don't assume a las. But if she was sick beforehand, merachefes, meaning a very sick, which is the next case, then merachefes misali by. Then we say maybe he's thinking she's going to die, and then we are chayshish. That's what it says next in the Ramah. If the wives were chaylim and they died, layichnesu because of. We say that he was Ein of Nasa. I was thinking, I don't know if you're allowed to say this, I'll say it anyway. In Megillah, by Avigail, it's okay. By, nobody cares so much what I say. By Avigail, David wanted to kill Nabal. David wanted to kill Nabal. So Avigail was the wife of Nabal. Now that was a mismatch marriage. Avigail was one of the seven Levites, and Nabal was Kishmai Kainu. You know, he was a Menovel. And they were married. And Nabal, whatever he did to David's men, David went to kill him out Meir B'Malchus. So Avigail came to David and said, you're not killing him. Yeah, David said, he's a Meir B'Malchus. She said to him, I don't know, you're a Tivacha B'Elam. You're not a Melech. A Melech, Shmuel had been Meishach him already. She said, you're not a Melech. You're not a Melech. No one does your Melech. No one. That's what they say. That once she said to him, you're a Melech. So he said, this is his wife. Okay. But what happened is that the Gemara says that she told him, don't kill him. And then the Gemara says, she said to him, V'hoyok hi-heitev Hashem l'adoini, v'zachartos ha-mosecha. You should always remember me. It says, Hainu de Amriyinchi, that a woman, she's married to somebody. But even when she's married to someone, she looks ahead. It says like a goose. The Gemara says the Lashon, shuffle v'ozel by ribza v'einayu mitayfi. The goose is looking, but it's also looking into the future. It says the woman, she looks into the future, and she's saying, who knows, someday we might get married. Don't forget me. And David thanks her, that you saved me from love the damim, that you saved me from coming into killing him. I didn't kill him. And then the Gemara afterwards says that she told him, it does not be for you for a mikshol. Zaisti hacheres by Basheva, everyone's going to be talking about you. Don't have two things that everyone was talking about you. So don't kill Nabal. You can marry me. I was wondering if Avigail was Muhammad to Simon Yud Beis. He said, if you're going to paskin that Nabal's Chayev Misa, and you're going to kill him, you're not allowed to marry me. I'll say to Aslaz. So she told him, don't kill him. And there's a Chayev Samasecha. Someday, you know, we have a future together. So maybe, could it be? If Zaisilacha Lepuka, Lepuka means mighty las, and they're going to be mighty las. I don't mean to say it about David Avigail, but who knows? It could be. Yeah. What do you mean? It could be, but still, a las is a las. Whether they made a tekara or not, a las is a las.
Isn't that what does it by Uri?
Uri, yeah. Yeah, he tried to protect himself, but.
I'm saying Uri.
Could be. Okay, Ad Kan Simin Yud Beis. The second side says, Kolach Mem Muteres Yinose Leben Ha'ed. We're not chayshish, those who have the handouts don't have the bad. The second side, there are another couple of lines. We're not chayshish that he matter neder for his child. Shehid la Leben Chacham Shasu Abaylo, the Shakraivim, like Lamech Shiatim, Mi Baleim, Mishul Kraiveyim. There's no Maitzilas. Okay, next week we start Simin Yud Gimel. David, are you able to make copies of some of your Gimel?